This conference is being recorded.
Hello there, this is Seafood Per Hacks. I'm here with Seafood Jones, and we've got a very exciting little seminar for you today that we're doing in anticipation of the release of our training manuals. We're actually going to be having a special offer for you on our training manuals. We're going to have we have a training manual on DMMOC, pressure points, and self-defense. We have a training manual that's going to be coming out on our Qi Power Plus, as well as our Master Secrets of Qigong training. And then, obviously, I already have out Mind Force Secrets manual, which covers internal power centers. It covers a mind portal course, as well as a magneto attraction program. So we're very excited to share this information with you. Like I said, this seminar is going to be on DMMOC. And what's unique about that is that we haven't really done a seminar on DMMOC in quite a long period of time. So I think this will be a really good treat for those of you that are listening. I'd like to welcome on to the line Seafood Jones.
How's everybody going? Today's seminar on DMMOC, pressure points, and self-defense techniques is one we wanted to kind of go over with people because what we do is actually teach a school called the Inner Circle Membership, and we go over Qi energy, how to build up it in the right way, how to do it safely, and it leads to all sorts of cool techniques that people really want to learn. And I know all my life I always wanted to, you know, I was mystified by the word DMMOC and what does that really mean. And, you know, when people say that, it's called death touch, and you think, well, you know, how can you just touch somebody and they die? And it always intrigued me, and so I spent most of my life studying those type of techniques, and now I'm teaching it. You know, after 40 years, you know, we've gotten pretty good at learning different things out there that you can go over, and if you put enough time in it, well, you know, you actually are going to get good over enough time and effort that you put out. And what we have to go over with them is we got these new manuals, you know, on DMMOC and pressure points. And it goes over, well, there's actually different levels of DMMOC, and I'll kind of explain how that kind of works. But what we do in this manual is they're actually target strikes, or what we would call vital areas, that if you hit nerve points, you know, you're going to get particular reactions, whether it causes bodily harm or death, from depending on how hard you strike that or how specific it was. It will certainly cause disruption in your electrical flow or nervous system, and certainly at the higher levels, as you learn to strike properly, it can cause death. And these are things that we put out on the way along of teaching you how to do it properly. And to do it properly, it takes an awful lot of training that you normally really have to go through a school. You really can't learn it in a book, per se, because DMMOC, in all actuality, is a true DMMOC technique. You don't even have to touch a person. You can just project your Qi in a form, and it will totally work and cause anything from death or knockout. And depending on how much of an emphasis or emotional content you would put in that particular strike. And this is something that you're learning over time, because it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You know, we start people out with teaching them how to feel their own Qi energy, which, you know, we do that through that Qi palm test and through various ways. We get them more in touch with using their own energy, and it's just all about learning that kind of a thing. But in the beginning, nobody knows how that kind of stuff works, and just learning things that will work will help you at least defend yourself. And so we decided, well, you know, for those people that doesn't know how energy works, this is a great product. This manual will show you some areas that you can hit or strike on a person and hurt them and get them off of you if you needed to use it in a self-defense manner. Now, the cool thing is we also teach the other side of this, is the pressure points, which are the healing techniques, and they take away pain that you get through different bumps or bruises along the way. And it goes over a whole variety of different things that way on healing techniques and how to push on the right area. And pressure points and nerve points are very similar. Some of them actually turn out to be about the same, because because the nerve fibers follow along your circulation or your bloodstream. And so they correspond well with each other a lot of times. As you hit a pressure point, you're actually going to hit that nerve point too. And it improves circulation because of the electrical flow of it will push you along the blood flow better too. So using pressure points in the way that we've arranged it and put it out, I mean, you can directly go to, like, you have a particular ailment, a headache or elbow pain, knee pain, something like that, then it would tell you the points to push on and exactly what to do there. So they're really cool manuals there, and since they're manuals, they're really bigger than a book is, and the charts are really nice because they're easy to see, and the print's pretty big, and they're easy to read and get the techniques down from. So that's one of the ways that we wanted to help people, until they do know how to do particular techniques right and have learned it over the time that they need. This is a good, efficient way of showing what's up. And a lot of times when you use nerve points or the pressure points that intersect in the circulation process, you can use them as attacking techniques, and they work perfectly well in that way. But a lot of times when we come out with a book like DMMOC, there's going to be a certain amount of people out there that say, well, that's not really a DMMOC technique. And that's right. In a lot of ways, you could say, well, they're really strike point techniques much more than they are DMMOC, because, again, DMMOC is actually a projection of what we call chi energy. And it works a little bit different than hitting a particular target strike. Now, at the highest levels, that's how the DMMOC works, okay? Now, most people will get really confused because you got so many different styles out there, even of Qigong, that say, oh, this is the spontaneous Qigong way that you'll build up energy this way from doing this particular form. And they have all these different forms that you can learn, and so many people will say, well, if I just study these forms and I learn these standing meditations, suddenly I'm going to be able to do what they're talking about. And it really doesn't lead to that. A lot of the stuff that you see out there in books or in different styles and different forms you would use aren't the same kind of form that I'm talking about. This is a totally different form than a martial arts style form. The form I'm talking about is an actual manifestation of the chi in a particular way that causes a form to come out. And that is something that you have to be shown how to do, and it's very specific and very precise. And it kind of takes a lot longer time than what most people would think, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's, like you said, I mean, we talk about DMMOC, and obviously our pressure point and our DMMOC striking is more along the lines of those DMMOC points. And one thing I always talk to, because I get all the time from people to say, what's in your DMMOC book or information that's going to be different than what else is on the market? And I have to kind of educate people and say, well, just to let you know, DMMOC is something that, and when I'm saying DMMOC, I'm saying as we're teaching it from the pressure points, and then as we teach you with the energetic strikes, obviously it's the real DMMOC. But even with the pressure point striking, you have to look at it from the perspective of, number one, you have to know where the points are. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is you have to know how to integrate those striking points into your own martial art. We don't teach a martial art with the DMMOC, because we know that people that order our program are going to be doing kung fu, karate, they're going to be doing JKD, they're going to be doing all these different forms of martial arts. So in essence, what we're teaching you is the striking points. We're showing you some striking points, and we're showing you some combinations. It's then up to the student to take those combinations and integrate it into their style of martial arts or fighting. And that's something that, that could be a lifelong pursuit, to try to get those techniques to work within your own method, because you've got to take your techniques and line them up with the strikes that are there. And I think a lot of people that look at DMMOC, when they first look at it, they think it's like you touch a spot and all of a sudden the guy just falls down. And, it is a very precise art. And one of the things that people have to be really aware of is that it's going to take a lot of flight time to get really good at it. I mean, it's, if you think it's difficult to do your martial arts techniques and just understand how to actually flow with those techniques than to integrate the actual striking points, which are, you know, they're very small. You know, that adds another layer of sophistication to the striking. And then the third thing is you add the sophistication of the fact that these points are real, and then it's kind of tough to train on them because you certainly don't want to hurt your training partners. You want to be able to do it in a way that you could learn the technique and then at the same time be able to do it safely. And I think that's
where
a lot of
we actually do in the Mana. We show some pretty good techniques on how to do that where you can do it safely. I mean, you don't actually have to practice these type of things on another person. And how we recommend is, you know, you use a pressure point. If you push on it softly, it feels good. If you push on it too hard, it not only doesn't feel good, but it will hurt you. And these are areas that you feel in that way, in a particular way, and that's how you kind of learn to do this. But like we do go over some real good techniques on how to get this kind of stuff to work, but that is just one part of this. I mean, like I said, there's several layers of mock. Some Denmark programs out there, they're only going to show you like 22 different spots. Some will show you 36 vital areas. And we're kind of showing you both, and we're actually showing you, you know, like the attacking the nerves type of way, blood vessels, attacking the chi meridians. We're showing you all these different ways that are very effective. That a high level type of way of dim mock. I mean, the good advantage of what we're teaching is it's going to work. Are always going to work. And it doesn't matter, you know, how much you, you know, you don't have to practice for years and years on certain strikes for them to actually work each and every time. Certainly temple strikes or, you know, certain areas like that would cause death in a normal person. If you hit it very hard, you know, I mean, those kind of things will always work. And what we're trying to show them is a continuity to their whole body, you know, how everything is connected together. And they have this electrical current that runs through them that if they can start learning how it works properly, they can take this to a much higher level of dim mock than what we're really teaching just in the manual. And certainly if they went through our school, I mean, the inner circle to get to their black belt level, they would know what an actual dim mock technique is and how you get to that point. And it would make a whole lot more sense to them because they'd actually understand how the principles of chi energy really do work, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, it's kind of complex. And I think a lot of people that look at the course and, you know, obviously I think we explain it in the most simplest terms possible. And that's what I think the value that almost any one of the courses or curriculums or manuals that you'll look at that we produce, we do the best job we can to make things very simplified so that you could find dim mock books out there that are like encyclopedias or medical, you know, reference manuals, and it'll take you months just to try to figure out what in the world they're talking about. I mean, seriously, I mean, and I've got some of those books here, so I can attest that, you know, some of them I couldn't even get through. And so our goal anytime we create something is to make it simple. And, you know, my perspective is if we could show you something that works on one page, why should we take 100 pages to show you that? You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of times people, they get bogged down in what, like having all this extraneous information that doesn't even really relate to what they really want to learn, which is how to get good at the pressure points, at the striking. And if you don't put in the work in practicing it, you know, does it really matter at that point? You know what I mean?
Well, and like you say, I mean, some of them get so complex out there that they integrate the time of day and which organ that has to be done at the time of day that it has to be done in order for that technique to work. And what we're trying to explain to people that, yeah, you can make this incredibly complex. And what we try to do in our school, basically the inner circle, is we show them that we break out that. We knock off all the complexities. We show you actually how energy works, how electricity or chi, which are basically the same thing, actually works through your body. And by learning all these different topics, you can actually learn a different way of doing DMOC that wouldn't be so complex. At the higher levels, it is just a chi projection mentally and putting it together with the right specific information, and suddenly you can do techniques that don't incorporate the time of day. The time of day would have nothing to do with it, whether that thing will work or not. And, you know, just because we don't add a lot of this in our basic, because this is a basic DMOC course that basically anybody can use, and it will work to a certain degree for anybody. And then we also teach the very highest level of DMOC, which is just a mind projection thing. And that, of course, takes a lot more training, and you have to learn all about how chi really does work in order to pull something like that off. But this is the thing about a manual. I mean, you can use this manual in a very easy way because it isn't very complex, and it does incorporate the exact striking points, and it gives you a good enough information about what you're doing that, you know, it's not really hard to catch on to what we're teaching them, is it?
It's really not. I mean, one of the things that I really, when I first started training with you, and you know, I've trained with all different types of people because I wanted to learn as much as I could. Just like many people that are listening to this, they don't just have one instructor; they're all over the place. And if you're like myself and Sifu Jones, I mean, you try to extract as much information from as many different people as you could. So, I mean, I was looking at I'm just looking at my bookshelf here, and I have probably 3 or 4 or 5 different DMOC striking books. And I remember when I got your program way back when it was just the pressure point. And, you know, after speaking with you and you making it simplified, and then later on we actually, you know, combined and actually created a few more concepts in there. Those concepts were the concepts that allowed me to get what I thought was pretty good at techniques like that. And one of them is we have a special diamond point striking chart that we show you about. And really what that is, in my opinion, is one of the very best training methods that you could use to get good at DMOC. And I'll tell you this, it's so simplistic that when you see it, it's kind of like a no-brainer, but, you know, unless you implement it, you're just not going to get good. And I remember when you taught me that technique those many years ago, I literally, you know, placed that particular chart that I'm talking about. And, of course, I'm not going to reveal it here because it's in the book or the manual. But the fact of the matter is, when I started implementing that system, I got so much better at understanding the concept. I was able to burn it into my muscle memory that much better than anything else I had read or studied. And like I said, many of these manuals and books that I had, and some of them cost, you know, $100 or more, you know, for one manual. This was so much easier, and it was so much more applicable, and it also was able to relate to my own martial arts or any martial arts versus a lot of guys you see out there doing the DMOC or teaching it. They're teaching it from a Okinawan karate standpoint, or they're teaching it from Tai Chi standpoint, or they're teaching it from some other standpoint, which is fine. But if you don't study those arts, then it's kind of like, how do you even do those techniques if you don't know them? I mean, I never took Okinawan karate, so I couldn't do those techniques. And I'm not, you know, because any technique you learn it based on repetition. And if you're already used to a set of techniques, to add and integrate other techniques in, it's a lot for the mind to try to deal with at one time. Wouldn't you agree?
It really is. And the more complicated you make something, the harder it is actually to pick up. And DMOC is such a confusing thing anyway. And what kind of makes it confusing is everybody's a little bit different, aren't they? Everybody's size is different. Their weight distribution is different. How much fat they have on them or lack thereof is different. And so your points are affected all by those type of things. I mean, a person who, let's say, has a whole lot of extra weight on them and you go for that particular area, you may or may not be able to hit it depending on how well you got down those points. And that's why working on yourself with certain amounts of this and just not using any type of real power works. And, you know, that's where manuals like this really do come in until, you know, like I say, until they learn it at a much higher level, because there are several levels to this dim mock thing. And, you know, certain people will do it in certain ways. You know, some people, again, integrate those different styles right in with the technique, and that's a good way to do it, and certainly it works. And other people will use it as, you know, they're not even martial artists, and they just learn to do certain strikes, and boom, it totally works for them. And that's what we wanted to come up is, like, well, how do you, if you don't want to study martial arts for years and years and years, how will something work for you? And these are put down easy enough that even non-martial artists can understand what we're saying, and it will totally work for even them, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the goal of a program like this, is that, and that's what I always tell people, is that you can integrate this with whatever art you're studying. You don't have to be a particular style, and you just integrate the techniques into those particular styles versus having to try to learn a whole new style of fighting to go into it. And, you know, that's what we've always done with everything that we've created, is to create a simplicity in it. And that's what we've done with this particular situation as well. And we do talk about the fact that I don't see a lot of people talk about is that size factor, and the factors of whether the person's muscular, whether they're extra fat, they're in good shape or bad. I mean, there's so many different factors that are involved that if you don't take those into consideration, it's not really going to work that easy. Let me ask you this, though. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of those advanced levels, though, so that people can kind of get an idea that if they did want to take us up on our inner circle training and then graduate and go into our closed system, what kind of techniques can somebody pull off at an advanced level? You know, so obviously we're talking about the beginning level being striking a point and integrating it with a martial art, but where do you go from there? What's the advanced level like of this dim mock?
Well, it really is the knockout without touching type of deal. I mean, the projecting energy in a way that it will strike a person and literally knock them out, depending on what kind of intent you have or emotional content you're able to build up and how well you grasp the concepts we go over with you. But, you know, our techniques are honed down so well in the Inner Circle membership that these, you know, it's not hard to get people to higher levels. And they don't have to be martial artists. You know, a lot of people, then when they first see it, and they just think, you know, since we have a certain amount of martial arts terminology with it or something like that, that they must be, you know, well, if I'm not a black belt, I won't be able to do this stuff or something. And we teach many, many people who have never, you know, learned one striking technique, one kicking technique, don't know nothing about martial arts, and yet they get quite proficient at, you know, some of our certified instructors are non-martial artists, aren't they? And we really, they got to a high level because they learned the principles of how chi energy works and how this can go to a much higher level, and even striking to the point where you can strike without actually touching really does work. And now, we don't teach it in that destructive way or in a destructive way. We teach everybody the healing arts first, and we push the pressure point. And we push, you know, using ways that heal the body much more than we ever do the destructive side. But we wanted a, you know, something for beginners that they can protect themselves until they do learn how to do energy work at a high enough level that they don't have to use strikes or anymore on somebody, or actually have to fight in the normal way. If they could get down energy work well enough, they would never get in a fight again, because they would understand how to change a person's, not only their own emotional content, but another person's emotional content electrically. And it seems odd and weird that you could actually do that, but you can. And that's what really the latest science, you know, quantum physics, quantum mechanics that they are learning about, and you know, most of them are somewhat a theory, but they're realizing that the more they study that stuff, the more they're finding scientific facts that this is the way energy works. And all of time-space is actually entangled, and you really can manipulate things in a lot more ways than what you would first think of. And if you learned to get your spirit out of your body so that you can actually see the difference between the two, and that's kind of what energy work will lead to too. I mean, these are things that all get you to a much higher level where you could actually then know what, you know, down the road with enough training, what the highest level of Denmark technique is.
Absolutely. And that's the exciting part of this, too, is that you're kind of learning. We're going to take you step by step, and we're going to teach you what you need to learn now. So, for instance, in the beginning course, we're going to teach you techniques that you could use right now if you had to use them. And the other thing that's nice about what we've put together in this Dimmock and Pressure Points manual is we've also included a bonus self-defense manual that goes through some basic self-defense concepts. And we get asked about this all the time. People, you know, want to know, hey, you know, what's your perspective on self-defense, or, you know, how do I, you know, defeat this type of person, or that type of thing. And so we did include that with this training manual, and I think it's really a lot of good information, because the main thing that, again, we want to get across to people when it comes to any kind of concept or technique is simplicity. And so we're going to lay out for you in the manual, as far as the self-defense goes, some simple techniques, not techniques that you have to study for, you know, 20 years to get good, because let's face it, self-defense is a situation that could happen tomorrow, and I'd rather give you one technique that could work for you rather than trying to teach you a complex array of fighting concepts like a martial art. You know, martial arts is really, you know, part of it's the art. But fighting is really, you know, something that's a science as well, and you can teach that pretty quickly. And in the manual, we actually go through some of the easiest things that you could learn to do, regardless of whether you're a martial artist or not. And the fact of the matter is, most self-defense situations are going to last about 3 seconds, 5 seconds. I mean, they're not going to last very long at all. And I know 3 to 5 seconds doesn't sound like a very long period of time, but that's really about how long it takes for something to take place. And all you need to do is go on YouTube just search, you know, street fights or whatever, and you're going to see that those things don't last very long. And the fact is,
yeah, they really don't last long. I mean, even the long ones last only like 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, and you've been in a couple situations before, so I mean, what would you say your average time of a situation occurring would be?
That's about right. 3 to 5 seconds will end the fight very quickly, because you're usually going way too hard, way too fast, and it usually ends out, you know, where somebody gets hurt. And that's the problem with uncontrolled fighting, and why you should learn, you know, techniques that devoid to fight in the first place. And that's what we do, is we show you how not to ever get in the fight in the first place, because you get good enough with energy work that you don't have to get in fights. And, you know, but until that happens, you do need something like this. And the other thing that we do teach them real well is pressure points, using them for healing techniques, because we're all about the healing art side. And we, like I said, we really push that so much more than this Dimmock side. But there is a certain necessity for people for that, because let's face it, I mean, you don't have a weapon available to you at all times, and most of the time you don't. So you will have to defend yourself on occasion when you don't know energy work real well. And that's what this was geared towards, is those type of people that could use it in these limited basis, because we're not about teaching people very destructive techniques. We would rather teach them the healing side, the pressure points, using it for healing headaches and knee pain, back pain, all these other different ailments that they can get rid of simply by learning the right way to do it. And we do that in this book too, is we go over those type of techniques. And, you know, if they get into our inner circle membership school, I mean, this is where you get to these higher levels that you hear people get to. And it really doesn't take long when you got in a great method. And we really do got one of the better methods that have, you know, been thought up out there. I mean, we've spent years and years and years compiling together the right program in the right way so that anybody can come in, even a novice, non-martial artist type, and get really good at this type of energy work. And that's what we offer people. And these are some of the ways that we're going to, you know, get people to start finding out about this type of energy is putting out manuals like this.
Yeah, and you know it's an amazing thing. I was just looking at several of the orders that we have coming in, you know, for the Dimmock striking and the acupressure points. That's the official name of our pressure points course. And we get probably just as many orders for somebody that just wants the acupressure information. They just want the charts. They just want the information in order to do acupressure healing. So, I mean, obviously that's the majority of the people that are out there. You're gonna find more ways to use the pressure points for healing, because let's face it, your chances of getting bumps, bruises, contusions, and different things like that throughout your life are going to be far more, your family members as well, you're going to have far more access to be able to help somebody in that way than you are, obviously, from the self-defense or the Dimmock way, because let's face it, I mean, unless you're a mercenary or you're in the military or something, these type of techniques, I mean, let's face it, you're just not going to run into them unless you hang out with a rough crowd and you're hanging out in the wrong neighborhoods, which we don't recommend either. You're going to get more benefits from the healing side, but we also want to let you know that, hey, there are two sides to this coin. There, you know, this blade cuts both ways, and that we're going to certainly show you both, and then you're going to kind of take it in the direction you want to go. But I think that the most important thing that Sifu Jones mentions is if you're looking for something that's going to, you know, give you really expanded abilities, then, you know, looking at our Chi Power Inner Circle is something that is just, like he said, it's one of the best training programs out there. In fact, I always tell people, I always challenge them. I say, if you can find a better program out there, then do it, because I don't believe that there's a better training system than what we've put together anywhere. I haven't seen one myself, and believe me, I do a lot of research, and I talk to a lot of people, and a lot, you'd be surprised, a lot of our instructors and members that come into the program are already advanced practitioners, and the reason they get involved in our program is because they realize that they've hit the end of the road where they could learn where they were at, and now they realize that, you know, we're going to take them that extra step, and I just believe so strongly in our program. Like I said, I challenge anyone to show me something better. I just have not ever had anyone show me anything better than what we're already doing, unless it was probably a student of ours that you know, started teaching on their own or whatever. But for the most part, we're the only game in town when it comes to learning these type of techniques. Wouldn't you agree?
Really. And, you know, like most of our instructors, including ourselves, I mean, we went through all different types of programs like that. I mean, most of us have been in this all our lives, and so we've gone through the typical books, courses, methods that are taught out there. You know, everything from Reiki, Prana, to the Qigongs of all sorts, you know what I'm saying? And we really come up with the same thing. You plateau after a certain point in all these different methods out there. And what we did was come up with going around those plateaus. We got ways to get you around any type of plateau you've come up against, because we actually figured out now how this stuff really does work. And when you find that out, that's how you get to where you can do extreme abilities, and, you know, why we put out the things that we put out. I mean, and they actually do work, because we actually follow the science that follows how this stuff works. And if you do it in the way that science says it works, you'll get guaranteed results, and when you don't, you don't. And most people have it wrong in the methods that they teach out there, and we really do just follow the science, so you can't get it wrong when you do it the right way. And that's what we show people, that if you just do energy in the right way, and we really stop most of the bad things that what people get into because they do energy in the wrong way. You know, they add what they think are things that are going to contribute to their chi, and really we show them how adding in different things actually just contributes to the chaos and your uncontrollable abilities that you won't get down because you're putting too many complexities into it. We really do teach most of this stuff in a very simple, easy to learn method that step by step, you really can't hardly get it wrong. And that's why so many people that when they actually do get into the membership, they don't get out. I mean, because they like what they see and they can actually do things for the first time. And where an awful lot of courses we went through, I mean, yeah, you got a little bit better, but that's it. This gets you a whole lot better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's without a doubt. This is the graduate school of Qi training, without a doubt. We're definitely, and like you said, people getting involved in our program, they just don't get out because they're seeing results, and that's what we want to get people's results. Bottom line, if we don't get you results, you're not going to stick around, and we realize that. But we know that we've gone through the training, we've seen the results, we know the people that we've personally worked with have gotten results, so why not you? And that's really the bottom line. And so as we talk, you know, about the Dimmock Pressure Points and Self-Defense Manual, we have a manual that if you're looking for something to hone your skills and to really give you some great information and some methods to use, we know you can't go wrong with this program, and we've got an awesome offer for you that you can take advantage of. We know you're really going to enjoy it, obviously. You know, totally optional. We wanted to do the seminar to give you some information, obviously at the same time to promote some of what we do, because we know it's of value to people that are out there. But by the same token, we like to give information that you're just not going to find elsewhere. And then obviously, if you get started with our programs, we're going to teach you how to do some of those things. Is there anything else that you'd like to cover maybe on any of these topics that we may have missed?
Well, the main thing is a lot of people will find something like this as confusing and complicated in thinking, well, I'll never be able to do something like that. And what I want to tell them is, sure you can. We've gotten kids, you know, 12-year-old kids really good at learning even these type of things. So if they can learn it, so could anybody. I mean, you don't have to come in it with a whole bunch of knowledge in martial arts or a whole bunch of knowledge in energy work or anything like that in order to get this stuff to work. It works regardless because we teach it in the right way. And, you know, if you go that way, if you just start seeing what we have to offer, they'd be amazed at how easily they could pick it up. And that's probably the most thing I could give them is, you know, it's going to be easier than what you think, and it isn't as complex as you think. We really simplified it down so that anybody, even a non-martial artist, can pick this up, and you don't have to have any type of background in this in order to get good at it. If you do it the right way, everybody gets good in it and gets great results, don't they?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, that's the key, and that's what we're striving for, so that's great. So, with that, I think we're going to shut down the call. If you have any questions, comments, need more details, obviously you can email us at our support center. We'll be happy to get those questions answered. A lot of times what we'd like to do is, though, we'd like to grab your questions and then kind of do another session like this or even do a video on it or something like that. That way we can really get you valid responses to what you're asking. Obviously, if you look, you can find that we've got our Dimmock Power Striking Manual with the pressure points and the self-defense. Obviously, that's something that's brand spanking new, so if you want to take advantage of that, it's there for you. And we look forward to sharing more information with you in the future.
All right. I appreciate it. All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. So long.